Kaspersky IDs the final 3CX payload, Western Digital discloses a hack, and Australia and NATO ban TikTok. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Cadlin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Ed. Today is the 5th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Run Zero, an asset inventory and network visibility company. In today's top story, law enforcement agencies have shut down Genesis Market, an infamous underground portal where threat actors bought and sold login credentials and authentication cookies. The portal has been live since at least 2019, with a presence on both the clear and dark web. Over the years, Genesis established itself as the go-to destination for threat actors to acquire credentials for government networks and large corporations. Credentials and cookies listed on the site were linked to various InfoStealer malware strains, with the vast majority coming from Azerolt infections. In other news, a US government agency used a shell company to acquire access to an NSO group surveillance tool just days before the Biden administration sanctioned the company in November 2021. Now, the contracted tool, named Landmark, allows operators to covertly track mobile phones around the world without the phone user's knowledge or consent. The shell company, through which the tool was contracted, is the same company through which the FBI previously tested NSO products like Pegasus in the past. Landmark itself is not technically spyware. It uses existing mobile telecommunication infrastructure and protocols like SS7 to track devices. The Australian government, meanwhile, has banned the use of the TikTok app on government-issued devices. With the recent ban, all members of the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Alliance have now banned the app on government devices. Similarly, NATO has also banned staffers from installing the app on their work devices. In all cases, officials cited fears of Chinese spying and surveillance. Still with China, and reporters with the IPVM hardware blog have discovered another Chinese security camera vendor supplying the Chinese government with ethnic profiling capabilities. Named UniView, the company has been linked to hundreds of projects across the Xinjiang and Tibet regions that track China's ethnic minorities. UniView has also co-authored official government standards on ethnicity detection technology. UniView joins the ranks of Dahua, Hikvision, and Tiandi, other Chinese companies that have helped Beijing with tracking and oppressing ethnic minorities. The UK government has confirmed that its National Cyber Force Agency has conducted offensive operations. Formally established in 2020, the NCF is a partnership between the GCHQ and the Ministry of Defence, tasked with executing operations in cyberspace. The UK government now says that since its inception, the NFC has disrupted terrorist groups, protected military deployments overseas, and remove child sexual abuse material from the internet. Additional NFC operations countered foreign state orchestrated disinformation campaigns and prevented interference in the UK's elections. American technology company Western Digital says hackers gained access and stole data from some of its internal systems. The incident took place on the 26th of March. Western Digital says it shut down the affected system and is working with a security vendor to investigate the breach and restore the affected systems. Some of the company's cloud systems were down over the weekend as a result of the attack. Russian security firm Kaspersky says it's observed the final payload in the 3CX supply chain attack being delivered to targets. Kaspersky believes this backdoor, named Gopuram, is the final payload of the 3CX attack being deployed to systems the operators deemed important. According to current evidence, Kaspersky believes the attackers, identified as North Korean hackers, had a specific interest in cryptocurrency companies. Spanish authorities have detained a 19-year-old hacker known as Alcasec. The teen, identified as José Luis Huertas, is accused of hacking into multiple government agencies, including the country's tax administration and judiciary. Officials say Alcasec used data from the hacked databases to create a service named the Eye of Horus that allowed other threat actors to query the personal data of Spanish citizens. In YouTube videos advertising his tool, Alcasec claims the Eye of Horus contained data on 90% of Spain's population. US authorities have seized $112 million in cryptocurrency from six virtual currency accounts. Officials say the accounts were used to launder the proceeds of cryptocurrency confidence scams, also known as pig butchering operations. Investment and romance scams were 2022's most damaging form of cybercrime, accounting for $3.3 billion in losses, according to the FBI. AT&T has published a report detailing the methods employed by Chinese threat actors to launder funds stolen from Western victims. These included classic cash-out schemes, where the threat actors used stolen funds to purchase gift cards or expensive real-world products that could be resold. Newer monetization techniques also involve buying and reselling ebooks and NFTs and TikTok's in-app currency, TikTok coins. So in this case, the threat actors will buy TikTok coins and donate them to a malicious TikTok account. This account is either run by the threat actor or a recruited influencer who takes a cut of the coins and sends the rest back to the gang. An affiliate of the Alpha V ransomware gang is targeting publicly exposed Veritas backup servers to gain access to corporate networks. The attacker is exploiting three known vulnerabilities in the Veritas backup exec server. Mandiant says it saw the first attacks in October of last year, a month after the publication of a Metasploit module for the vulnerabilities. The vulnerabilities themselves were disclosed to Veritas in 2021. More than 8,500 Veritas backup exec servers are currently reachable over the internet. The website of eFile.com, an IRS-authorized service for filing tax returns, has been compromised and used to deliver malware to visitors. According to ICS SANS researchers, the website was modified with a malicious JavaScript file that prompted users to update their browsers. These updates would download malicious Windows executables labeled as Trojans by file scanning service VirusTotal. A threat actor has attacked and stolen cryptocurrency assets from multiple automated MEV bots running on the Ethereum network. MEV bots, or maximal extractable value bots, are classic buy low, sell high bots people code to automate transactions when certain thresholds are met. We don't know exactly how much has been stolen in this campaign, but the attacker took $20 million from a single instance. The attack was carried out via a malicious Ethereum validator, according to several blockchain security firms. The attacker, who stole $197 million worth of cryptocurrency from the Eula Finance platform, has returned another $31 million back to the company. To date, the hacker has returned $177 million, which is almost 90% of the stolen assets. Eula has cancelled the $1 million bounty they put on the hacker's head. And lastly, Checkpoint has discovered a new ransomware operation named Rorschach that was used in the wild to target a US-based company. Researchers say the ransomware attack stood out because of the sheer speed at which the ransomware encrypted files. Checkpoint called it one of the fastest ransomware observed, even faster than the notoriously fast Lockbit 3.0 strain. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Pierce Barry, Principal Security Researcher at Run Zero, discussing CISA's latest KEV database update.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency added a Zimbra collaboration vulnerability to their known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Known as CVE-2022-27926, this cross-site scripting vulnerability can yield arbitrary, unauthenticated web script or HTML execution and is currently being exploited by at least one APT group, as reported on by this podcast last week. Agencies and entities using Zimbra collaboration and bound by CISA's binding operational directives will need to apply an update to version 8.8.15, patch 31, or later to fix this over a year-old vulnerability. If you'd like to know where Zimbra collaboration is running in your network, Run Zero makes it really easy to find out. Just visit runzero.com to start your free trial today.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show, in our newsletter, at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.